hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, I've been traveling like a maniac the last few weeks. At the scuba shows, East Coast, West Coast, we were trying to stir up some kind of, gang rivalry when it comes to the underwater world. I think we did a pretty friggin' good job, actually. West Coast started there in Long Beach, and then the following weekend, we were in Atlantic City. And I was talking trash. I got to Atlantic City, and I was like, hey, these West Coast divers, man. They were talking some serious trash, and the folks in Atlantic City, all the divers that came in, which, by the way, for a first-time dive show, first time ever in Atlantic City, it was impressive. And I'm meeting divers that drove 6 hours from up north come to Atlantic City for the weekend for the show. And by the time they left, they were like, oh, I'm going to kill those West Coast divers. And see, that's what, that was my role, was to kind of stir up the S. You know what I mean? There, Siege?
Why?
CJ's in the studio with
me. Why don't you just promote unity?
Well, because, you create some kind of rivalry between the coasts, and then you have them competing, like, who's the better diver? We are. It's like a team sport thing, like the World Cup, right?
No.
Okay. Maybe that's just me. But I enjoyed myself immensely. It was good. You missed a good time, man. Partying out with the divers out on the West Coast and the East Coast. And my liver needs a break. I will say that much. But
you really need to maybe have,
what?
Dry out for a while.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's accurate.
You could have issues at your advanced age.
I might have issues.
You're not going to bounce back as easily as you once did.
Well, that may be the case. That may be the case indeed. But, that doesn't mean that I can't do what I've been doing.
I would just, I would just pound water for at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I will definitely give my liver a break.
Maybe some lemon.
Lemon in the water? No, I don't really like lemon in the water.
You don't
I like my
lemon.
Water.
Lemon's
I like my
amazing.
Water pure and diveable. If I'm going to drink it, if I'm going to dive in it, I'd drink it.
You're not going to dive in it. You're ingesting it.
Well, I'm just saying, don't need it. Anywho, CJ is in the studio.
Fine, don't take my excellent advice.
Never. I would never do such a thing.
I know. Why start now?
Yeah, exactly. So, CJ's in the studio. And then we got...
I feel like it's been a million years.
It has been. It's been like a month. Oh, you've been traveling like crazy recently. But we are back in the studio.
I mean, it's been nice.
We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up with Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut. And we're also joined by Dr. Doug Ebersol today, who's on standby in case any of us have medical issues. Or, well...
Something like that.
Mental... Do you have any kind of expertise and problems with the brain there, Dr. Doug, or you prefer the
Unfortunately,
heart?
Unfortunately, I only did one rotation in psychiatry required in a third year of medical students. That was back a long time ago. I wouldn't trust my opinion.
Huh. Well, but he did learn enough to know that you were born that way, Greg.
Okay. So did Vinny Two Tanks and Jerry... kind of, are they in cahoots?
I think they're doing their own show.
Was, you thought that was funny, Vinny?
I shouldn't have laughed. I shouldn't have laughed.
No, let it rip. Let it go.
He sounded like the count on Sesame Street.
Yeah, that was a little odd, but whatever works, I guess.
Are you surprised, Greg?
No, I am not, Casey. Not at all.
You come back to the same gutter you left us in, and we were all still here.
He missed us.
Yeah, they've been locked into the realm of insanity, and they've been there for the last month or so. So,
and
you
no
know,
place to vent.
Chances are they're going to blurt out nonsensical things throughout the show today, and it'll probably come out over the next hour and a half or so. So we'll manage accordingly. But
I'll start.
Oh, you got something else to throw in already, Casey?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Might as well let him.
Do you know why the diver crossed the road?
Oh no, I'm afraid to ask.
To get to the other tide.
Get to the other tide.
I like it.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. This is the kind of comedy hijinks that we can expect to have, I guess.
Hey, there's the only ones I can understand, so keep those rolling.
Yeah, if you say.
He liked it.
Yeah. I liked it.
Keep them simple.
All right. Well, enough about you guys. Let's talk about what's happened that's actually positive for the dive industry, because we got a lot to cover today. There's some shark diving news. I want to catch up with Dr. Doug, too. But before we get to all of that, while I was away, you know, we covered these on the last couple of shows where we were in Long Beach, then we're in Atlantic City, which Atlantic City was a brand new show, brand new event. And that was very cool.
Did
to
you
have
bring
a
your
location.
Poker chips for your Scuba
yeah.
Radio poker chips for that?
I did, yes.
Those would be perfect for that.
Well, they were. I didn't give any out, actually, but I did
have
them.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, I forgot. But I did win in the slots.
What
but,
a Nimrod.
You know, but there were a lot of new faces at that dive show because it was the first time ever in Atlantic City and that kind of thing. And, you know, we, talked to some new folks in the dive industry that were talking about their destinations and things like that. You know, equipment and all that kind of good stuff.
Did any of them ask, where are your cast of characters?
No, not one.
See, why are we even here?
That's it. I'm signing out. I'm done.
No. They were relieved that you guys weren't there in person, actually.
No, you're so lying.
They're like, where's Casey the Tobacco Nut? Where's Jerry the Diver Guy? Never happened. Not once. Where's Cock Johnson? Yeah. So, that's just
that
the
just
reality.
Tells me I need to push it a little.
Yeah, you gotta make a bigger contribution.
Okay,
you know.
Well,
maybe.
You know what?
What
I already have.
How?
I got you a new sponsor.
Well, I was getting to that. I was trying to at least.
You broke the news. Newsflash for Greg.
Well, I came back after seeing all these new folks up in Atlantic City, especially. I came back and there was a note from CJ. He said,
close
"Hey,
the deal."
He closed a new sponsor of the show. That I was like, wow, this is great. I mean, that's what having these dive shows is all about. You get together, you network, you meet people and things like that.
Man, and then, not just a one shop, a chain.
A chain of stores.
Really? Several businesses.
And it ties in pretty well because I'm planning a trip to the Bourbon Trail and it really ties in with this quite well. So, we're going to debut a brand new sponsor of Scuba Radio here in just a bit. I'm pretty excited about this because, maybe finally we can make enough money where I can retire.
You're welcome.
And, but you worked this account out and
yep.
This will be all the money raised will go to my retirement fund. That's the goal, right, Siege?
You do whatever you want with
it. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's always been the goal from day one, really, for me.
Maybe some new Scuba Radio shirts.
Oh, shirts? Okay.
Put it back into the business.
Okay. You get it like so I could pay for a new shirt for me? Or you?
Me.
Well, since you got the account. Okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, we'll get to this next. Stay close. To the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.